The Mishnah on Ches Amud Beis says, "In bein svarim the tefillin mezuzos." There's no difference between other books of scripture and tefillin mezuzos. Alash svarim nachtavim b'chol lashon, except the fact that the svarim could be written in any language. Tefillin mezuzos ein chavos al be'ashuris, and tefillin mezuzos have to be written in ashuris. And then the Gemara tells us that regarding the issue of metames hayadayim, meaning if you have a properly written scroll, a kosher scroll, then touching it with your bare hands would cause one to become tame. So the Gemara says, "Zev zev shavin." Regarding tame biyadayim, both regarding the tefillin mezuzos and regarding the svarim, they both have the same status. And then the Gemara points out a contradiction, a brisa that basically says that such writings are not metame the yadayim ad sheyichtivenu bechtav ashuris al sefer diyo, until he writes it in the ashuris on parchment with the black diyo, with the proper black ink, that it's not metame the yadayim. So Tosos over here talks about Megillah in terms of Megillah's Esther. So Tosos says, "Lekaman muki lebe Megillah." Later on, we talk about this by Megillah. Kasha, and there's a question. "Dehamrin meperek sheni." It says in Daf Yudches, "Giftis legiftim." If you have a Megillah that is read in the Lashon of Giftis for the Giftim, or Ilmus for the Ilmin, so Yatza, that person who is listening to that Kriya of Megillah is Yotze, because you could say it in any language, since it's not Megillah or Mezuzah, it's regular Sfarim, it's regular scripture. Umairi Vada Shekasov Bosa Lashon Shekore. And we obviously are talking about a case where the Megillah that was read in Giftis or in Ilmus, the scroll itself was written in that language. Because otherwise, if he was reading it, in Ashuris, but he was reading from Ashuris, but he was pronouncing the words in a different language, then that would be reading Baal Peh, which is obviously not Yotze. Then Tosos says, Vim Kain, and if it's so, that he's reading from Megillah that's in Giftis or in Ilmus, Takasha, amai lo metame sayadayim, kivishanet lo kros lichtov b'chol lashon shemekirin ba. So then, why should it not be metame sayadayim? Right, the Brisa says that you're not metame sayadayim in this case, but it should be because it's a kosher reading. It's done properly, so therefore it should be metame sayadayim like any other scroll that would be kosher. So Tosfos answers, v'yesh lomar the kivan she'ena kshir lichros ela lo makirin ba din hu shelo metame sayadayim. Since it's only kosher for those people that understand this language, so therefore it's not a full-fledged kosher scroll. It's kosher for these people that they can be Yotze the Kriya of Megillah, but therefore it lacks a certain complete status of a fully kosher Kodesh scroll, and therefore it's not Metame Sayedayim. Ava Hecha Dechtiva Ashuris Kshera Aflish Inan Mekirim. But if in the case where the Megillah's Esther is written in Ashuris, so therefore it's fully kosher, and it's a kosher Kriya, even for those that don't know the language. That even if you hear Kriya's Megillah and you don't understand it, but if it's in Ashuris, it's Lashon HaKodesh, so then you are Yotze. Mushim Hachi Dinhu Shetame Sayadayim. In that case, it would be Metame Es, the Metame the Yadayim.